CRN News, this is Wen Jie. The U.S. Senate has approved Iowa Governor Terry Branstad to be the new U.S. ambassador to China. Senators reportedly voted 82-13 by roll call to approve President Donald Trump's nomination of Branstad to serve in the position. This follows an easy approval at the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee last week. The 70-year-old Branstad is the longest-serving governor in the U.S., who also nurtured a close relationship with China and has visited China multiple times. He was nominated by Trump to be the next U.S. ambassador to China in December last year. During his confirmation hearing last week, Branstad said, if confirmed, he would work to positively influence the U.S.-China relationship. It's been announced that Chinese Premier Li Keqiang will pay an official visit to Germany and Belgium next week. China's foreign ministry says the premier will attend an annual meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel during his time in Germany. Li Keqiang is also due to attend a high-level meeting with European Union officials in Belgium. The Chinese government has confirmed that 6 Japanese citizens have been detained in China on suspicion of endangering national security. The Chinese foreign ministry says Japanese consular authorities have been informed of the investigation. A statement from the ministry also says the investigation is proceeding in accordance with Chinese law. Details of the allegations against the Japanese suspects have not been laid out. China's top insurance regulator says insurance funds are expected to invest in major projects that will play a significant role in boosting the economy. A circular says these projects will be given easier access to the debt investment by insurance funds if the borrowers have a high credit rating. Such projects are mainly in the areas of water conservancy, energy, transportation, high tech, and advanced manufacturing. The insurance regulator pledged to do more to channel insurance funds into the real economy. As of the end of March, 4 trillion yuan of insurance funds had gone into infrastructure and other projects aimed at improving the quality of people's lives. Official data shows the combined assets of China's insurance sector totaled 15 trillion yuan by the end of December of last year. The Chinese Ministry of Commerce has announced the final ruling on an investigation into sugar imports, enacting a 3-year duty to protect the domestic industry. The duty will be set at 45% for 1 year, starting from Monday, May 22nd. It will be reduced to 40%, then 35% in each subsequent year. The duties do not cover imports within the quota of 1.95 million tons for 2017. Last year, China imported nearly 3.1 million tons of sugar, down 36.8% from 2015. The Chinese and Russian governments have announced a new joint venture in Shanghai to begin research and development of a wide-body passenger airliner. The China-Russia Commercial Aircraft International Corporation, or CRAIC, is a partnership between the Commercial Aircraft Corporation of China, COMAC, and Russia's United Aircraft Corporation. It's expected to be a wide-body, 280-seat airliner with a flying range of some 12,000 kilometers. Plans for the new Chinese-Russian airliner come just a month after the maiden flight of the Chinese-developed narrow-body C-919. Industry observers say the new wide-body aircraft will be similar to Boeing's 787 Dreamliner. Reports suggest preliminary designs are already being drafted. Assembly of the new wide-body aircraft will take place in Shanghai. The latest figures show a 31% increase in tour operator holiday bookings this year to the British capital from China. The number of Chinese visitors in the past 5 years has more than doubled, with 165,000 Chinese people heading to the city last year. Spending has also gone up thanks to Chinese visitors getting more sterling for their yuan. Extensive rainfall has brought much-needed relief to the drought-stricken regions of northern China. Starting Sunday, heavy rain accompanied by thunderstorms and gusts of wind arrived in the north. Since mid-April, over 100,000 square kilometers of farmland in the region have been in the grip of drought. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.